Are you talking about the additional?
No.
No.
The road and bridge building was 100-some-odd thousand, and then the...
Oh, on this amendment, you mean?
Yes.
That was for the entire project, and this goes back to design. It was 132,300 for road and bridge building, and then 150,900 for the transfer. But that was including all the original design. The additional is just an even 37,400 for each.
For each.
Yeah.
What I'm looking at is percentage of cost of the overall project versus how much is engineering fees. And
yeah, I mean, we're basically a little under 300 total for engineering and construction, which, you know, you should, assuming you figure 10% design, 10% construction, that's basically 20% of the
overall
contractor's price. And technically, when we build this, bid this the first time without the county doing the work, it was a $3 million project. So figure 20% of that, we're actually way under. So it's however you want to
look at it. The county still has expenses in doing the project.
What's that?
The county still has expenses in doing the project, just not as much.
Yep.
Is there going to be any more surprise, oh, hey, we forgot about this, we're going to need another $100,000?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Not that I'm aware of. I think we've got most everything covered.
Travis, can you think of anything else?
I don't think so.
Miss Wyatt, what do you think? My biggest hang up is if this was originally part of the project, then we wouldn't be here and I wouldn't be looking at I wouldn't be looking at a $75,000 increase before we've even done anything.
Well, and originally, like I said, we weren't planning to do inspection. To be honest with you, that's what the majority of this is. We did add in a little extra admin time because of the way it played out. But we were expecting just to have one contractor out there, get out there and run with it. But with the county doing some of the work, part of this is at the request of the county. That, you know, they're not as familiar with this type of work. They wanted someone to kind of double check and make sure things were right. So that's where this started.
And we're still saving a ton.
$1.5 million.
I know.
So,
So if the contractor had gotten a bid, the contractor would have been totally responsible for the specs and everything it was doing, and you would have done your part already. You wouldn't have went back on the site for any reason.
Like I said, we had periodic
So they would
site
back,
visits.
But it wouldn't have been
it wouldn't have been kind of on a continual basis.
I don't remember, Miss White, if you were in, were you here whenever we denied all the original bids because it was like a $3 million deal?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It sounds like that a road and bridge administrator feels it's necessary.
Right. Move to approve the amendment number one, agreement for engineering services.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. MoDOC monthly update.
The majority of my update will be on construction because we've got quite a bit of active construction still in the Taney County area. The major overlay project on 65 has pretty much been completed. I talked to our resident engineer in our construction office this morning. He said we still have a little bit of striping to do, like at the ramps and that type of thing, for finishing it up. But basically, it's complete. The other major projects we've got going on are all bridge projects. We've got the Bull Shoals project, obviously, just right outside our door here, that they are working on several of the, basically, the foundation structures. The bents is what we call them for bridges. They're working on the south end and the north end. bringing in some fill and working on, you know, piling and that type of thing for structural stability of the foundations. On the other bridges we have in the county, we've got three bridges on 76 in the eastern part of the county. We're doing those bridges one at a time, even though they were let in combination as a three-bridge contract. They're currently working on Kentucky Creek, and that bridge, they are also working on the foundations. They're driving piles, getting ready to, you know, pour the footings and that type of thing for the supports for the bridge. And that project has a temporary bypass in place. I haven't talked to anybody this morning to see if any of the rains we had this weekend affected that bypass, but I don't think we got the types of rains that we really were concerned about, the flash flooding type events that we would have to get back in and replace the bypass. So I think we're probably good there. That's the majority of our work. I think we've got a little bit of cleanup work in Hollister where we did the overlay and the ADA improvements to sidewalks. I talked to, again, the RE resident engineer this morning, and he said they had a little bit of some rock fill that had moved on them with some washing, or I'm not sure if it washed or if it just gravity fed down the hill, but they're going to have to come up with a different solution. So got a little bit of issues there they've got to work around, but he's working with the city on that. So other than that, on the maintenance side of things, we are going into our fall maintenance mode. They're actually having their snow pushing academies that they have every year to re-up anybody that needs to kind of retrain on snow pushing, getting all of our equipment cleaned and ready for that, doing inspections on all of the equipment, like the salt applications. They check all the check the calibrations on all the salt distribution in the back of the trucks, that type of thing, to make sure that's all working. That's a yearly occurrence, so that's going on right now. A lot of mowing we'll be doing basically during the regular season. We do basically one pass of mowing along the edge of the shoulder. At the end of the season, we usually do at least two passes, and then we'll do some brush control if we need to over the winter. So they're doing that. You will see us working more. We're phasing out of the asphalt work and into the work like ditching and driveway repairs, that type of thing that we do in the winter. So you'll see us phasing into that type of thing. A little bit of, probably won't see it for another month or so, but we do spraying during the winter of dormant species like musk thistle and knapweed and that type of thing, try to get them in the rosette form. So you'll see some spraying going on. Bridge cleaning, this is the time of year that we do our bridge flushing to try to get debris and stuff out of off the tops of the surfaces of the bridges and out of any of the drainage structures that serve the bridges. Try to get them in good shape. We'll do it again in the spring after the winter goes through and we've had to put aggregate and salt on the bridges. We'll flush them again and make sure that that's all been removed. So, but that's our typical order of work, and that's kind of what you're going to see us doing. You guys got any questions?
On the Kentucky Bridge, what's the anticipated closure date of that?
It's a temporary bypass. So,
no, the actual Kentucky Bridge you're working on now. When is the completion date?
Oh, completion. Mm-hmm. I believe we gave them 6 months for each bridge, but they were telling us more probably around a four-month time period. Mm-hmm. So technically they had until, of course, the contract was starting June, so they had until the end of the year, and I would say that's probably the schedule they're still working on with Kentucky. I'd have to check and make sure, but that their time frame, you know, the amount of people they've chosen to put on that project, they felt like they could do each one of those bridges in a shorter time frame than what we gave them. So, but that was how they chose to allot their resources. So, but I'm thinking it's going to be towards the end of the year at this point. Anything else?
And when was the completion date on the bridge across Bull Shoals?
I believe our original completion date, and as far as I know, the contractor has not requested any extensions in time so far, but our original would be next fall, early fall. I would anticipate that they probably will make some type of request, but they haven't yet, and they may, I think a lot of it's going to depend on this winter. If they get a good dry winter into spring and they're able to do a lot of work, they may really be able to catch up and not need an extension. But it's really going to depend on the winter period and going into spring.
Looks like it's coming along good.
Yeah, they are really making good progress. They're working on several of the, like I said, we call the support structures bents, and they're working on several of the bents right now. And everything's going pretty well. I think we've run into the usual where once they actually start driving piling or drilling boreholes, they run into something a little bit different than what we had done our sampling of, and they have to do some adjustments in the field on that. But I was told by the RE that it's nothing, nothing unusual there, nothing atypical. Just we have two or three different types of support we actually use under those footings or those foundations, and sometimes we just have to mix and match and switch some things out. And he said that's what they're doing on a couple of those, but they're still on schedule with all that work. And like I said, I think it'll really, if I was them and I worked in construction before, they'll probably wait until we see how the winter goes for them, and then if it doesn't, you know, if we don't get a better than normal winter, then they may end up asking for an extension of time. But right now they haven't requested anything. So.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Court orders.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This morning I've got quite a few of them, as you can tell by your books. I'd like to start with the double assessed. And those are abatement court order numbers 203450 and 203463. On the 450, double assessed the cabana that was added to the real property. And on the 463, double assessed the mobile home was on personal property for 2017. The mobile home was on personal property for 2017.
The cabana one, what did you say now?
The cabana was added. The cabana was added to the real property, but it was, from what I understand, it was added twice on it, and they've taken off one of them.
So the cabana was already on.
It was already on there, and they added it.
They added it again. Ms. White, do you have any problems with those first two?
No.
Label that Exhibit A with today's date. It's 23rd, right? Move to approve Exhibit A with today's date.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Now, my next set is erroneous assessments. And those are 203447 through 203449, 203451, 203453, 203461, 462, 477, 481, 500, 501, 509 through 512.
I had went through and sorted them in different orders, so you're going to bear with me on this one. I need you to read those numbers again. Do any of those include condos that you just read?
They may. I don't know.
Okay. Please read the numbers to me again, please.
447, 449, 551, 453, 461-462-47.